Woodhouse.
Okay. What about tools?
Tools. She.
Okay. What different buildings did you have on the farm?
Well, what you have on the farm?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Crib, stables, which they call stalls.
Where are the stables?
Well, that's, it's like you build a crib here, they call it a crib.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then they'll run them some rafters up to the top of there and down out there, and now, then they'll cut them in two and put a partition between them, like all those stables.
Mm-hmm.
They'll wall them up and keep horses,
mm-hmm.
or cows, either one of them.
What do you keep in the crib?
Corn.
Mm-hmm. Where do you keep hay?
Well, you'll say that's a barn.
Mm-hmm.
A barn, hay barn.
What do you call that upper part of the barn?
Law.
Okay. Say if you had too much hay to put up in the barn, you could leave it outside in a...
Well, they'd say restore it on the outside. A long time ago, people, before they got balers, they packed it around a pole.
Mm-hmm.
They packed it around a pole.
What would they call that?
A shock. Shock of hay.
Uh-huh. What, any other ways of leaving it outside like that?
Well, not then shocking it at that time. Well, now they got what they call round bales.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget the name of that other bale they got. They got one kind of bale. It's, you, just stack it up. No, never put them in no shed. Just stack it up. Take a tractor,
mm-hmm.
with a front end lift. Tote it. Person can't tote it.
Mm-hmm.
Too big. Well, it'll feed anywhere from 75 to 80 head of cows at a meal.
What about, you know, when you first cut the hay and you, dry it, and you rake it up in little piles. What do they call those little piles?
Windrow.
Okay. What about before they bale the hay?
Well, before they bale it, they windrow it up.
Mm-hmm. Well, before they had, before they were able to bale hay, do you remember?
Well, they had a rake. They raked it. They raked it in and windrowed, but they didn't rake it like we rakes it now. They rake it across so many piles, so many windrows here,
mm-hmm.
there. They make great big old windrows about that wide and
mm-hmm.
about that high. With, then you take a pitchfork with your wagon, go there, pull on that wagon, pecking on that wagon. Then they go unload it and they pack it back in the barn, in the loft of the barn.
Mm-hmm.
They just only leave a place for you to stand in there. And they pack all the rest. Well, they have drop doors at them places.
Mm-hmm.
They pull them drop doors up then in the winter and push hay down there to the stock.
Mm-hmm. What about a place for keeping grain?
Well, now that's what you call the storage house. That's what you call them, storage house.